This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, Democrats debated in Las Vegas. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency in Vienna issued a report on Iran's nuclear program. And the U.S. Senate deadlocked on funding bills for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR senior news analyst Dan Schor joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And let's begin with the funding bills in the Senate, because the two parties have so far not been able to agree on a war funding bill.
That's right.
The Democrats blocked a bill that had no conditions for troop withdrawal. Republicans blocked a bill that had conditions for withdrawal attached. Where's a possible compromise? What's next?
Well, there isn't any easy compromise. The Democrats are determined to get into some piece of legislation that we want the troops home pretty soon. The administration says you can't do that. It would make a very bad impression. And the result is they go up to the wire and have one bill which the Democrats won't accept because it has nothing about the exit of the troops. Then you get a bill with exit of the troops, and that is filibustered by the Republicans. And meanwhile, the commanders in the field and the people in the Defense Department say, we don't really know how much money we're going to have to fight this war and whether we continue to run this army. There are now 175,000 American troops. And the question is, who pays for this?
Let's get to the Democratic debate that was in Las Vegas this week, presidential candidates, because in many ways this was treated, the pre-publicity was like a heavyweight title fight. Initially, what are your impressions of that debate?
So it reminded me of Hillary Clinton, who had stumbled a little bit in Philadelphia before, coming back and saying, okay, you guys, Obama and so on, make my day.
The asbestos pantsuit remark.
Yes. And she spoke apparently with great confidence. It's very hard to give more than a subjective impression of who wins a debate, because it really isn't very much of a debate. It has to do who can put the other one down better. And apparently Hillary Clinton held her own, and that's the big headline from the very long debate. Hey, Hillary's back.
Washington Post reported this week that U.S. military leaders in Iraq are openly growing more frustrated with what they see as the lack of political progress in the Iraqi government towards a working coalition there. The recent decrease in violence, they think, has not been accompanied by any progress toward a unity government.
That's right. And there are various U.S. commanders being quoted by the newspapers now as saying that the Iraqi government there is probably a greater menace to Iraq than al-Qaeda, indicating they're getting rather fed up with the government, which seems to be unable to form a united government and go out and do something. They can't agree on division of the oil revenues. They can't agree on many of the things that have to be done. And all of this is while the American troops are there waiting for them. Remember when the surge started, it was two things. First of all, we abate the level of violence. Secondly, we get a unified government. Well, they've abated the violence. And now they're waiting for when did they get a government.
Mm-hmm. Now, does this, at least for the moment, tend to support the argument of those people who say if you set a deadline for withdrawal, you will focus the attention of the Iraqi government?
Yes, maybe, of course, but it's a dangerous thing to do because you're also telling the other side that the troops are leaving, so get ready for that. I mean, it tends to defeat itself if you set a date and then wonder what's going to happen when you reach that date. It may well be that they can't leave after all, or worse, that they have to come back.
Thanks very much, Dan Schor.
Oh, well, Scott, sure. Thank you very much, too. Of course, we didn't discuss the really big story, did we?
Which is?
Which is Barry Bonds.
I knew I couldn't keep you from talking about that.
Well,
all right. He was indicted after years, really, of speculation that he hadn't told the truth to federal investigators.
Right.
He was indicted for perjury. What do you make of that?
Well, what I make of that, it really is so sad. It is the pressure that's put on them by the amount of money involved, by the number of fans who are involved, and they get driven, our athletes who should be models for America, get driven to do these things about enhancing performance.
You think he's going to get into the Hall of Fame?
I don't think they're asking my vote, but
oh, really? You know, well, they should.
Right.
Thanks very much, Dan.
Sure.